ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 27 टेक्स्ट नंबर 8
यदा
व्यम स्व
स्पेसिफाइड
अकॉर्डिंग टू वन्स क्वालिफिकेशन
Nigamena
by the Vedas.
Uktam
enjoyed. Dvijatvam
the status of becoming twice born.
Prapya
achieving.
Purusha, a person.
Yatha, in which way?
Yajeta,
he should execute worship.
Mam, unto me.
Bhaktya,
with devotion.
Shraddhaya.
With faith.
Tat, that.
Nibodha.
Please hear.
May from me. Yadasvanigaminoktam. Dvijatam prapya purusha.
Yatha yajet mam bhaktya.
Shraddhayatannibodhame. Yadasvanigaminoktam. Dvijatam prapya purusha.
Yatha yajet mam bhaktya.
Shraddhayatannibodhame.
Translation
and purport by His Divine Grace, A. Shri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Now, please listen faithfully as I explain exactly how a person who has achieved twice born status through the relevant Vedic prescriptions should worship me with devotion. The word Svanigamena refers to the particular Vedic injunctions relevant to one's social and occupational status. Members of the Brahman, Kshatriya and Vaishya communities all achieve Dvijatvam, twice born status, by initiation into the Gayatri Mantra. Traditionally, fully qualified Brahman boys may be initiated at the age 8, Kshatriya at 11, and Vaishya at 12, provided the proper conditions are met. Having achieved twice born status, one should faithfully worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His form of deity as the Lord Himself with prescribed. So the process of deity worship, very important. Lord Chaitanya says this to Rup Sanatan, that out of all limbs of devotional service, these 64 limbs are very important, which are described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. And at the end, Lord Chaitanya said that these 5 limbs of devotional service are even more important out of those 64. There are unlimited ways of worshipping, but out of those 64 are chief, and out of 64 the 5 are important, most important, and that is, he says, sadhu sangha, nama kirtan, bhagavata sravan, mathura vas, and sri murtir sraddhaya sevan. Sakala sadhana srishta ehi pancha anga. Krishna prem janmai ehi panchera alpa sangha. Even if we practice these 5 limbs of devotional service, which are the most important one, even if we practice a little, immediately it can create love of Krishna within our heart. So, Sraddha is Sri Murtir Sevan. Same word is used by Krishna here. He is telling to Uddhava that Yatha Yajet Mam Bhaktya Sraddhaya Tan Nibodhame. Sraddhaya Yajet. Yajet means yajan, pujan, worshipping. Yajet Mam Bhaktya. And one has to worship the deity form of Supreme Personality of Godhead with 3 things that he is telling here to Uddhava. He says, bhaktya, out of love and devotion. Bhaktya and sraddhaya. Sraddhaya Sri Murtir Sevan. Sraddhaya. With lots and lots of sraddha, faith. So that faith can be reawakened very easily in our heart if we know the real philosophy of deity worship. The first and foremost principle we must understand is that deity is non-different than Krishna himself. Deity is Krishna. Krishna is deity. None other than Krishna. So how do we understand that? That is stated in Vishnu Purana that Arche Vishnu Silabhir Gurushu Naramati Vaishnave Jati Buddhi Sanarki Saha. That anybody thinks that deity form of the Lord is just mere stone, metal, or paint, or so forth. Krishna is going to describe this 8 form of deities within mind, mano mayi, pratima asta vidha smruta, are 8 different form of deity. Pratima, picture, painting, is also deity. Mano mayi, within mind, we meditate on Krishna's form, that is the deity in our mind, that is topmost deity, form of Lord, Manomayi. All deities are same, but special in mind, Manomayi. So, Arche Vishnu Silabhir, if somebody thinks the deity is merely stone, then he has a hellish mentality. He is the inhabitants of Nark, hell. And Guru Shunaramati, that Guru is an ordinary human being, just like any other human being. He is also having hellish mentality. And Vaishnava Jati Buddhi, that Vaishnava is black, yellow, white, and tribe, so many tribes. Vaishnava has no tribe, no black, yellow, or white. Vaishnava Jati is one. And that is Vaishnava. And that is topmost. Even higher than the Brahmins. Vaishnavas are even higher than Brahmins. No Jati Buddhi in Vaishnavas. One should not think. Rupa Goswami said, Nectar of Instruction, that if Vaishnava's body is deformed or black, yellow, white, one should not consider this. Vaishnava's body is Satchidananda, absolutely spiritual. Because they have come to one conclusion, pinpointed one absolute conclusion, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality Godhead and I am His eternal servitor, servant. So Vaishnava Jati Buddhi, Sanarki Saha, it is hellish mentality. Archa Vigraha, Arche Vishnu, Sila Vir, Sila. Many people in India even, they think like this. Big Acharya. Big Acharya. They think like that. Only few though, not many. Only you can count on your fingers. They think that this is mere deity form of the Lord, is mere stone. Prabhupada says in his purport somewhere, he says that Kabir, he talk about this. Prabhupada quotes this in purport. He says, Pathar puje Prabhu mile, to me puju pahad. Meaning, by worshipping pathar, stone, if I can get Prabhu, Krishna, or Lord, God, then I will worship whole mountain. Why just a little stone? Meaning Salingram or deity worship of deity made up of stone, etc. He says that Pathar puje Prabhu mile, to me puju pahad. So this is nonsense, rascals understanding. This is total nonsense. And that's why Vishnu Puran says, Archa Vishnu Silabir, Sanarki Saha. If somebody thinks deity is mere stone, he has a hellish mentality. And so as Dayanand Saraswati, we should not name all these acharyas, but they are rascals. Dayanand Saraswati, he saw one mouse moving around on top of deity. So he thought this is just a pathar, no deity worship. So he discarded from his sampradaya deity worship totally and just give importance to performing yagya, om swaha, indraya swaha, varunaya swaha, etc. So this is hellish mentality. Deity worship, Prabhupada says, very beautiful example how deity is Krishna himself. He says, whole Guru Parampara is praying to the Lord, please Lord, these devotees, they cannot perceive you in your transcendental spiritual Satchidanand Vigraha. So please become a deity which can be experienced, touched, seen, perceived by senses, their material senses. So we have a limitation. So when Acharya Parampara, Guru Parampara request Lord, please become a deity for this particular Vaishnava to worship you, then Lord becomes deity. He incarnates himself into the form of a deity by the prayers of all whole Guru Parampara. The request through Vedic mantras, the installation ceremony, Pran Pratistha ceremony, they request Lord, and Lord agrees to come and reciprocate with us with loving exchanges in the deity form. Krishna is in everything, in everywhere. Even Prahlad saw Krishna into a post, into a pillar, and Krishna was there. He is all pervasive. So if he is everywhere, then these Mayavadi rascals, what they say? God is everywhere, but in temple. God is everywhere, yes, but not in deity. So that's not a logic. That's not a good logic. God is everywhere, then he can be also in a deity. So God, Krishna incarnates. It's called Archa Vigraha, incarnation of Krishna. It is, he incarnates. Just like another good example Prabhupada gives, is a post box. And a box next to the post box, which is not authorized by post office. So a post box which is authorized by post office, if you put the letter into that, and letter also should be authorized by post office, paid. Then if you put that letter with proper address, proper devotion, proper everything, then that letter will reach to the destiny. So similarly with proper installation of the deity, proper Sraddhaya Bhaktya, Sraddhaya Mam Bhaktya Sraddhaya Tan Nibodhame, by proper faith and devotion, love and devotion, proper love and proper devotion. If you worship the deity from form of the Lord, which is authorized by whole parampara, all the way up to Brahma to Krishna, it is authorized. So Krishna can accept our love and devotion, devotional service through deity form. For Krishna, everything is possible. He can accept because it is authorized. Deity is authorized by whole parampara. So rest assured that this is deity form, Radha, Radha Nath, is rest assured. Whatever in love and devotion we offer, serve, dress, cook, everything what we do with love and devotion, it reaches to Supreme Personality of Godhead. It goes like letter, authorized box and authorized letter, and everything authorized, it reaches. Similarly, our devotion and love and arati and offering prasad and speaking to him, talking to him, and whatever way we reciprocate with the deity, deity reciprocates with us. We have seen in history billions and zillions and unlimited examples how deity has reciprocated with Sanatan Goswami, with Rupa Goswami, with Raghunath Das Goswami, and with Vallabhacharya, with Madhvendra Puri, with so many devotees, unlimited devotees, Sakshi Gopal, with Brahmins, two Brahmins, and Jagannath, and Jagannath in Mayapur, and Tirupati Balaji, and so many unlimited, almost unlimited deities, reciprocated with unlimited devotees in a personal form, not impersonal form, personal. By logic, Brahman says, if you can talk, then you can walk also. And then Lord was bound, and Lord has to walk in a deity form. The deity was walking behind the young Brahmana. So it is stone for those rascal people who does not have knowledge about scriptures or God. They does not have any knowledge. They don't know Bhagavatam proper. The whole chapter is dedicated by Lord about deity worship, the process of deity worship. And Lord is speaking that I am incarnating into 8 different kind of deity form, including painting and including Manomayi and Manimayi. Mani means by the pearls and different rubies, and you can make nice form of the Lord. Manimayi. So these deities, Krishna incarnates. Just like a picture, if I have a picture of my father, my mother, whom I love the most, and somebody tells me, please spit on this. This is my father, mother. I see them in this picture. I see them as it is, the way they are. I don't see the picture. I see the father, mother behind the picture, or in the picture, or the picture is father, mother. I can spit. And if somebody spits on my picture, on my father, mother's picture, I'll be disturbed. I'll be disturbed. This is the deity, Krishna himself. It is Krishna, none other than Krishna. So, people there with a poor fund of knowledge, they can understand this. Even Shankaracharya, who was the greatest acharya, of course, and he was monistic, Mayavadi, and he himself installed deity into 4 corners of India, Badrinath deity and Rameshwar and all 4 dham. He installed deity, and he installed deity worship himself. Dwarika, next to the Dwarika, this temple is Shankaracharya's mutt. And he's still even governed by Shankaracharya Sampradaya. He's Mayavadi, but he is endorsing deity worship. Endorsing. He himself. So, the deity form of the Lord is Krishna himself. Is Krishna himself. None other than Krishna. Why? Because it is authorized by Guru Parampara, by Acharya Parampara. Acharya. And even we have seen this deity acted as same personality in pages of Bhagavatam. Jad Bharat Maharaj, and he was caught by rogues who were the worshipper, devotee of Devi Durga. They were trying to offer a perfect human being and to offer it to Kali in the form of deity. Kali was Amba Durga saint. And Vaishnava, Bharat Maharaj, was pure devotee, and they were about to kill him for her, offering to her. So she is Vaishnavi herself. Her name is Vaishnavi. So how can she bear killing Vaishnava, pure devotees, in front of her, in front of her? How can she bear such a pain? She is Vaishnavi herself, and another pure Vaishnava, and they are trying to kill him for pleasing her. How can she please? So she came out, the deity split in half, and personality of Goddess Kali came out and killed all her devotees, so-called devotees. She killed them all. So these are the facts. We have seen deity reciprocating with the devotees so much. We have seen Rupa Sanatan Goswami was feeding Madan Mohan deity, form Madan Mohan, with his own hand, with the bati. And Lord was also extending his hand and was taking from his hand and was eating with the same hand. Not that deity was, you know, statue-like and not reciprocating with Sanatan Goswami. And even spoke to Sanatan Goswami. After 1 year of same bati, bati means, you know, bati is dry dough of chapati dough cooked into the direct fire becomes a bati. So dry bati, no salt, nothing in it. And Madan Mohan became tired of eating bati every day. Every day, Sanatan Goswami told him, listen, you are playing with these boys of this chobi, and you are blissful, and you are having kheer every day, and everything. You want to come with us, with me, but I have nothing. What I am going to offer it to you? We are doing madhukari every day. Worse come worse, I can ask for atta, some kind of flowers, wheat flowers, and then I can make bati, and I can offer you that. He says, okay, I'm agreeing, I will eat bati every day, but I want to come with you. And he gives dream to both Chobi and Sanatan Goswami, same day, Sripad Sanatan Goswami, same. So deity wants to go with Sanatan Goswami. She tells that same deity was playing every day with the sons of the Chobi, every day in the courtyard. Deity would play with his sons, play cricket or whatever. She was playing. So deity was playing, and then deity says, "I want to come with you." So Sanatan Goswami bought on the top of Brother Saraswati Tila and start worshipping like bati. And he says, Baba, I'm tired of this dry bati. No salt, nothing. So please at least put some salt in it. Can you please put some little salt? Baba says, you are asking for salt today and tomorrow you will ask for sweet. How can I get you? No. Just eat bati. So then Lord says, Madan Mohan says, can I make my own arrangement? Can I? Sripad Sanatan Goswami says, yes, you are the Lord of the whole universe, whole material and spiritual world. You can arrange. And sure enough, next day, Ramdas Kapoor, he comes from Delhi in Jamuna with big huge boat full of merchandise to sell in Agra, and gets that boat stuck. That boat gets stuck right in front of Madan Mohan temple, right in front. And Ramdas Kapoor says to the inhabitants standing on the shore of Jamuna, please help me, get my boat out of here. So got stuck. He says, we have no Shakti. Please go up on Dwadasa Aditya Tila, and Baba is staying there. He can do. He is my stick. He can do. So they went to Sanatan Goswami, and Sanatan Goswami said, I have no, we are just, you know, how can I help you? But my Lord can. You can ask him. So he prayed to Lord Madan Mohan, I will offer you every single profit that I make into your seva. Please relieve my boat from here. So sure enough, he goes into boat, the water rises and boat starts, you know, big his profit, and he comes and offers Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami says, no, you promised him, so he wanted to have his own facility for eating and staying and residing, so you please serve him. So Ramdas Kapoor, you know, he built that temple and made arrangement for his chappan bhog every day. Deities is reciprocating, as if he, not as if, he is Krishna. He is Krishna. Reciprocation. So much reciprocation. And so as many, many unlimited devotees. Many, many. So these people who have poor fund of knowledge cannot understand what Lord is trying to say here in these pages of Bhagavata. They can't understand that Krishna incarnates in the form of deity and he accepts our love and devotion and he reciprocates with us in love and devotion. He reciprocates. Govindev temple was invaded and they already demolished 4 stories. And then Govindev made so much big, huge sound as if whole thing is going to crack into pieces, whole temple. So they got afraid and they just jumped and ran away, the people who were demolishing. They ran away. That is Govindev. He reciprocates. He talks. He walks. He behaves like the way we want him to behave. He is very merciful. So this is what Lord is trying to say, is that yatha yajet mam bhaktya sraddhaya tan nibodhame. I will tell you nibodhame. I'll tell you further in the chapter. He tells to Uddhava how you can worship me in deity form. So we didn't talk about dvijatvam. I got carried away by other half of the sloka. So yada Swanigamena uktam. Nigama means agam, nigam, purva mimansa, uttar mimansa. It's a Vedas, nigama. Nigama kalpataro galitam phalam sukhamukhya. Nigama kalpataro. Nigama means Vedas, Puranas, Itihas, Pancharatra, Sruti, Smruti, Nigama. So Nigama Uktam said in the Nigama, according to Krishna always endorses scriptures when he speaks. In Bhagavad Gita also, he is quoting Vedanta, he is quoting Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna endorses Veda, because Veda is eternal. Veda is not created by... Of course Krishna created Veda, is a servant. Aham eva vedya vedant krit, veda vedya cha aham. But Krishna always endorses Vedas, Nigama, Kalpataru, Galitam, Phalam, Nigam, Vedas, Sruti, Smruti. And even Lord Chaitanya, when he sent his devotees, Rup Goswami Pad, Sanatan Goswami Pad, all these big, big devotees of his, when he sent to Vrindavan, he tell one of the four things, that you have to write the scriptures. And when you write, you have to quote scriptures, Puranas, Vedas, Itihasas, you have to quote from them, not mental speculation. So according to Nigama, Swanigama, Yadaswanigamana Uktam, said in this Vedas, according to Vedas, you should worship me. Dvijatam prapya purushaha. Dvijatam, initiation. One must get initiated. Initiation. Dvijatam means initiation. Unless one is initiated, he cannot become Brahman, Dvijatam. So, Prabhupada says in the purport that all these three upper class, Brahman, Kshatriya and Vaishya, they must be initiated into Gayatri Mantra. That means Brahman, Dvijatam, Dvijatam Prapya Purusha. And if yesterday somebody was asking this question, what if you don't take initiation? So then Sanatan Goswami Pad says in Hari Bhakti Vilas that having taken birth as a human being, which is very valuable birth, which is meant, human form of life is designed by the Lord, human body is designed by the Lord only for one purpose, and that is by worshipping Lord, by yaja, yajatam, yajet, by worshipping Lord, we can go back to home, back to Godhead. This is the valuable human form of life. So one must get initiated. One must. If you don't, then you waste human form of life and you take birth as lower creature. You take birth as a lower creature. Animals, birds, beasts. So one must get initiated. And Prabhupada says that in the purport that Brahman should get initiation at the age of 8 and Vaishya 10 and Kshatriya 10 and Vaishya 12 and like that. But one must get initiated. Otherwise, he is not even a human being. That's why it is stated dvijatam, dvija, dvija, samo damo tapa saucham kshantir arjavam evacha jnana vijnana astikyam brahma karma svabhavajam. Brahman, this is Brahman. Brahman means not just a Brahman caste. Brahman means twice born. Means Vaishya can be Brahman, twice born. Kshatriya can be twice born. And Brahman can be twice born also. Twice born means one birth from the womb of her, of his mother, and another birth by this Vedic ceremony. And ultimately giving mantra in his ear. That is twice born, Brahman. So Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that yatha kanchanam rasayati tatha kanchyam vidhanatah tatha diksha vidhanina brahmanam jayate nirnam. Brahmanam jayate nirnam. That by training, this is the word, By training human beings, you can bring them up to the status of Brahman by training. No caste, no color, creed, it is stated. It is stated by Rupa Goswami that by training, constant training, you can initiate. That's why Prabhupada was very mad when somebody tells him that why did you give initiation to white and black and all walks of life? They are not born as a Hindu or as a whatever, a Kshatriya or Vaishya or Brahman or anything. They are outcast. They are not in Varnasra. They are Malacha, Yavana, not within Varnasra, not within Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. So how can you initiate white and black and Chinese and this and that? And so Prabhupada was getting very mad at them. That Rupa Goswami is saying this and you rascal saying me this. Whom should I believe? That by training human beings, just like mercury can be produced by mixing, by training, by proper science, you can mix mercury and copper together and you can make gold out of it. You can make gold. Similarly, tatha diksha vidhan. Vidhan means training. Vidhanata. By training human beings, you can bring them up to not only Brahman, but Vaishnava. Brahman is lower than a Vaishnava. Brahmanam jayate nrunam. By training them. And this institution, ISKCON institution, is meant more, 90% of the function of ISKCON is to educate people in the science of Krishna consciousness. This is the institution's main business. And that's why Prabhupada gave initiation, Brahman initiation, to everyone, all walks of life. This dvijatam jayati niram, or dvijatam prapya purushaha. Purushaha, black is also purush, white is also purush, and Indian is also purush, and Chinese also purush, and everybody is purush. They are human being. So Krishna also says, dvijatam prapya purushaha. Purushaha. No Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Varnasram follower of this. Anybody and everybody can get to the status of Brahmanam, Dvijatam. So our process of deity worship and Brahman, all this, is mixture of two processes, which is Vedic process, Bhagavat Vidhi and Pancharatriki Vidhi. So we follow both to certain extent and come to this understanding of Brahman and deity worship. Prabhupada says in his pages in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that by deity worship one can become Raganug Bhakta. Not can, one will, one as sure as death, one will become Raganug Bhakta. Raganug, spontaneously, deity will be reciprocating with you spontaneously. Grantras Srimad Bhagavatam ki.